Have you heard the story that does check out? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This has not been a good week for Hillary Clinton. The Bosnia story, we know how that turned out. But now let's take a look at a story that does check out.
Talking to a deputy sheriff there, and he told me about a young woman who worked at the pizza parlor in town. She got pregnant.
Pregnancy wasn't going well, so the woman goes to a privately operated medical facility.
Hospital said, well, you don't have insurance. She said, no, I don't. They said, well, we can't see you until you give us $100. She said, where am I going to get $100? They said, well, come back when you have the $100.
Finally, she gets sick enough, she calls the medics.
And she was so sick that they had to airlift her to the next biggest town that had a medical center. And everybody worked for about 15 days trying to save her life, but they weren't successful.
Mother and baby both died, the story goes. Mrs. Clinton didn't give names or dates, so we checked.
The name was Trina Bachtel.
Brian Reed is a reporter for the Daily Sentinel in Meigs County, Ohio.
And she passed away in August of 2007.
Ought to be a shocking story, wouldn't you think? Whether part of a political campaign or not. Except in Meigs County, which is in Appalachia, and where the only nonprofit hospital closed 2 years ago, it's just not news.
I think it, sadly enough, is probably less shocking to people who live here, because we're aware that sometimes people don't make it to the hospital in time, because there's no hospital close.
And the other thing that made the story uninteresting and unworthy of wider coverage is, of course, that it's true. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.